So what we've heard is that there are about 50 potential nuclear newcomers impelled by economic factors, technological considerations, and so on, to at least contemplate pursuing nuclear power. We've heard that these states are, on average, less democratic, more corrupt, less effective regulators, less blessed with technical and human resources to cope with the nuclear programs that they might pursue. Many of these states will fail to obtain nuclear power in any meaningful time frame, meaningful to us politically or otherwise, but a number of them will. As Bob mentioned, Abu Dhabi has already signed a contract. Egypt has made a decision to have 4 reactors. Jordan has made a decision to have a reactor. Every state between Morocco and Pakistan and the greater Middle East has expressed an interest in nuclear power. Many of those states have money. Lots of them have big money. And the chances are that some of them are going to end up 10 or 20 or 30 years down the road with nuclear power programs on their territory, either for power or sometimes, as in the Saudi case, for desalination purposes. And then the question becomes, what rules will govern that more nuclear world? What is the framework of regulation and institution that will enable us to contain the potential adverse implications of a more nuclearized world? And here the bad news is that starting from where we are today, even as we see these pressures for more nuclear power, the regulatory framework that has built up over 4 decades, which we loosely label the NPT regime, has been subjected to a variety of corrosive forces, a protracted series of obvious enforcement crises, North Korea, Iran, and to some extent Iraq, where there's been no satisfactory resolution to any of those problems, and the net effect has been actually to undermine confidence in the regime. You have substantial disaffection if you get outside of the industrial world in the performance of the nuclear weapon states, and particularly the United States, in fulfilling our perceived obligations under the NPT, particularly Article 6 of the NPT, which requires pursuit of nuclear disarmament. As far as much of the world is concerned, we have not been living up to our obligations under the treaty, and this then affects their willingness to see this regime as something in which they have an equal stake and where they ought to be prepared to make concessions in order to strengthen the regime. Because of these compliance crises, the main mechanism for reassuring the world, which is the International Atomic Energy Agency, whose principal purpose is to inspect nuclear facilities to provide global reassurance that they're not being misused for weapons purposes. Confidence in that institution has declined. Many states, including the United States, have put pressure on its budget. Many experts would judge it to be barely adequate or inadequate today. And then you ask, how is that institution going to cope in 20 or 30 years with a world in which nuclear power is much more widespread across many more states with many more facilities to be inspected? So we have pressures for growth and spread on the one hand, and we have corrosive factors that seem to be undermining the regulatory framework on the other. And so one of the things that we're trying to do in this project is to ask, where do we want to end up? What kind of nuclear world do we want to be living in 20 or 30 years? And what does that imply about what we have to be doing now to build toward an adequate regulatory system for managing the planet's nuclear affairs? And I personally believe that it's unwise and probably reckless to assume that a desirable nuclear order is going to emerge sort of automatically and spontaneously. It's going to be hard to achieve a good outcome, not least because the NPT system has close to 190 members. It operates on a loose consensus rule. You've got to bring all these other parties along. You've got to persuade the Egyptians and the Indonesians and the Vietnamese and so on to accept new normative interpretations of the treaty or to accept new ground rules for what they should and shouldn't do or what technologies they should and shouldn't pursue. Within our own American or Western nonproliferation community, we have a fairly clear sense of some important rules that we think would be nice to see observed. For example, no spread of fuel cycle capabilities of the sort that Iran is pursuing, enrichment of uranium, for example. But it means nothing that we have consensus among ourselves. The key issue is, how do you build that consensus outward from the nonproliferation community and the industrial world to those stakeholders in the system whose decisions are going to shape the nuclear future? Those are the people we need to be engaged with. Those are the people who need to be persuaded. And if we don't have buy-in from those folks on a set of effective rules and institutions, we're going to face some serious problems in the future.